I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Britain's Supreme Court says a Jewish school that denied admission to a student it didn't consider Jewish has breached a racial discrimination law. The Jewish Free School in North London is a popular public school that has to turn away applicants, but the court says the school's admission policies are discriminatory. The decision has divided Britain's Jewish community. Here's The World's religion editor, Jane Little.
This landmark case has set modern secular law in Britain against ancient Jewish law, and it's thrown the question of who is a Jew into the national spotlight. In a 5-4 ruling, Britain's highest court decided that the Jewish Free School, or JFS, violated Britain's race relations law because it discriminated in favour of pupils it considers to be ethnically Jewish. In announcing the decision, Lord Phillips, the president of the Supreme Court, referred to the 1976 law.
That act forbids discrimination on the ground of ethnic origin. The majority of the court has concluded that the JFS admission policy does discriminate on the ground of ethnic origin and is in consequence unlawful.
The court added that even though the school violated the law, it did not mean that its actions were racist. Still, the verdict means that Jewish schools in Britain can no longer apply an admissions criteria using what the court considers an ethnicity-based test. The case centred on a 12-year-old boy whose mother had converted to Judaism outside of the Orthodox tradition. According to Orthodox Judaism, a person is defined as Jewish if their mother is Jewish. Orthodox Jews don't recognise anything other than Orthodox conversions. So in the school's eyes, the boy wasn't Jewish. Critics of the school's admissions policy hailed the court ruling and said it offered hope to thousands who wanted to maintain their Jewish identity and beliefs beyond the control of orthodoxy. Jonathan Romaine is a Reform rabbi.
I'm absolutely delighted. It's a victory for common sense over religious discrimination, because really it was always totally indefensible that a Jewish school had refused to give a Jewish child Jewish education.
The boy's family is described as devout, and supporters had argued that being an observant Jew was a better test of identity than ethnicity. But the Orthodox community, which has traditionally dominated Jewish life in Britain, reacted with dismay.
We are very disappointed, obviously, with the decision.
Simon Hochhauser is president of the United Hebrew Synagogue and says the decision is a blow to the traditions of Jewish schooling.
The practical implications are that Jewish schools cannot give preference to those people who we, the community, consider to be Jewish. This has been a practice going back, well, thousands of years, and certainly in the last centuries we've seen great success with Jewish education. And this school, which is over 300 years old, has been one of our most successful schools and has always shown preference in its admissions criteria to those people it considers to be Jewish.
The Jewish Free School, based in North London, is Britain's oldest and largest Jewish school. It is a public or state school, receiving government funding, along with 7,000 other religious schools in Britain. And this ruling against its admissions criteria, says Rabbi Jonathan Romaine, will have wider implications.
There are wider consequences far beyond the Jewish community, because it affects all other faith schools when they are controlled by one particular strand within that faith, whether it's a Christian or Muslim or Hindu or Jewish, and yet discriminate against children of the same faith but from within a different strand.
The JFS said it was disappointed by the ruling and would set about establishing what it called a more workable solution for a Jewish practice test to be used for future admissions. For The World, this is Jane Little.